Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Dear listeners, let's listen to 25th and 6th verses of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alla yasjudu lillahi alladhi yukhriju al-khaba'a fis-samawati wal-ardi wa ya'lamu ma tukhfuna wa ma tu'linun.
And so they do not prostrate to Allah, who brings forth what is hidden within the heavens and the earth, and knows what you conceal and what you declare.
Allah la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim.
Allah, there is no deity except Him, Lord of the Great Throne.
So, as you were with us, dear listeners, in this part of the chapter, we are talking about what happened to one right hand of Solomon when he went to another kind of town, and he found that there is someone there who is ruling over the people, and the people are worshipping the sun other than the Almighty Allah. Now, Hupo is trying to discuss and explain what the situation in there was. So Hupo brings a report to Prophet Solomon and says that he found there some people who are worshipping other than the Almighty Allah. But at the very same time, he says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim. I know there is no God but Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the Lord of the Arsh, the mighty throne of supreme authority. Now, we were describing some of the important stuff that can be mentioned regarding this very verse. The amount of power that Prophet Solomon had did not actually enrich him in knowing everything in the universe. Everybody, even the greatest powers of the society, must submit to reason and logic through usage of the mind. And reason is uttered by a very insignificant person. Even if this is the case, everybody must submit to reason and logic. And there must exist so much freedom and explicitness in the atmosphere of the society that at the necessary time, even an ordinary person like Hupo in our case can tell the chief of the government, Inni ahattu bima lam tuhit bih. I have comprehended that which you haven't comprehended. And this was something important. We'll continue our discussions after a short break.
على مر الزمان We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, regarding the 25th and 26th verses of this chapter, as we said, they show how powerful in faith actually Hupo was, because at the very end he says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil azim. He says there is no God but He, and He is the Lord of Arsh, the mighty throne of supreme authority. Now, sometimes some ordinary people or the smallest ones get information of something that the greatest scientists and the most powerful ones have not been aware of, and we must never be proud of our knowledge. This is what we can understand from literally studying everything in the universe. Now, in the society of human beings, the reciprocal needs are so much and so that sometimes some great men, such as Solomon, are dependent on a bird. This is how the system of the universe works. This is how the Almighty Allah wants us to know the story of Solomon. Now, the fact is that though there are many eligibilities in women, and even this very story shows that the Queen of Sheba possessed a very extraordinary understanding of the people and the kind of power she had, the leadership of a government is not consistent with the situation of their spirit and body. So the point that interests us is that Hupo was surprised of it and said, verily, I found a woman ruling over them. And people often have the same religion as their rulers do. So we read in this story that Hupo says, I found her and her people prostrating to the sun. The words are first about the prostration of queen and then that of the people. This is an important denotational meaning that we must notice. So this is what we understood regarding the report that Hupo brought Prophet Solomon. Now, in the next episode, we will see what happens to Hupo and these people, who actually worshipped sun other than the Almighty Allah. Will God willing have a look at what happened in 27th and 8th verses of this chapter? Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.